Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie. My wife broke her foot. She can't really walk, so I'm having to do everything, Jamie. And when she needs me, she yells, "Husband! Husband!"
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is great. Man, I wish I was her.
I keep
for being married to BJ Park.
I just want to stay here all day. I don't even want to go home.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Bob. Good morning, BJ and Jamie. We've done it. It's a Friday.
Woo! Thank God.
Man, it's been a long week.
It does feel like it, doesn't it? I don't know what it is. I think everybody's just so busy, and I feel like all the moms are just so busy. They have all this stuff going on with their kids.
Yeah.
Coming off fall break now, all these assignments are due, and it's just, I feel like everybody's really busy.
And I started the week thinking Tuesday was Wednesday. And when you get behind like it never catches up.
That's true.
It's just a slow week. But we're here. It's Friday. BJ and Jamie, KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us there, too. And it's free for your phone. So,
speaking of, so I know that your kid had the Book of Matthew due. How'd that go?
Oh, he killed it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
He had a book report due. So each one of the kids had to pick an apostle. And he picked out Matthew, which I didn't know was the saint of taxes.
Saint of taxes.
Do we need a saint for taxes?
I didn't know that was a thing.
I feel like taxes are the devil.
What did Mark do?
I don't know. We didn't have Mark. We had Matthew.
I know, but you didn't listen to the other kids. Like, what did Luke do?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't go to the...
What did John do?
He did it in his class. I wasn't there. I only heard his rehearsals at home in a mirror.
I was just wondering what they all did.
No, I don't know what they did. I think John baptized people.
Yeah, I feel like he did. I feel like he was solid in that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know the others. But I just know Matthew. And he had to get up in front of the class, did his first public speaking performance.
Nice.
And he just nailed it, knocked it out of the park, according to the teacher.
Fantastic.
He knows Matthew front to back, man.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Born in the first century over in Palestine. Yep. Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay. Hey, did the Nuggets win?
No.
Oh, what?
They got whooped.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Got whooped.
What?
Yes.
No. It wasn't a good opening night.
No, it's opening night. You expect them to win on opening night.
No. They did not win,
yeah.
Jamie.
Son of a gun.
Well, you seem very heartbroken about it. What? You didn't even watch it.
No, I did not watch it, but I knew they were playing, and I was watching them live. Yeah. You know, they were warming up, and the cheerleaders were back there, and they were warming up, and I was like, it's going to be a great game.
All the fans were really excited.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the opening season, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That blows.
Trounced.
Yeah, that is. That's
got
not
whooped.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think our team cares anymore.
You don't?
They just gave up. Whatever.
I think it's just, we won a championship a couple of years ago.
Time to pack it in.
Just collect
the paycheck. It's all about the money.
Yeah. I think they're smoking in the locker room, drinking, having a great time.
Yeah, they're like, I'm a multi-millionaire, right? No reason to twist my ankle.
They're firing up cigars.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah, you've already won a championship.
You got a ring. You can't, how many rings can you have that it becomes uncomfortable?
As many as you want.
Well,
as
I think
many as you can
ask
get.
Tom Brady because
exactly.
All those whores were wearing them on that airplane, remember?
Accessories.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, we have to take a quick break here. It's Friday. And, man, the weather, they're really promoting that it's going to snow.
When?
But we're not going to fall for it.
When are they promoting that?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, next week.
Yeah. The weekend's supposed to be perfect. Clear up, you know, your sprinkler system or anything you need to do outside. The weekend's supposed to be perfect. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app podcast. We'll be there later on today to catch it if you miss anything on the program. All right, a couple of things. Yesterday was the big press conference on the Menendez brothers. We'll get to that after Tabloid Trash. Big story, but it went kind of the way we thought it would, you know, that they were going to suggest that they get out of prison and now a judge is going to make a decision.
Well, they won't retry him, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So they'll just
resentencing.
Resentencing.
Yeah. Okay. Which means that if they're resentenced, then they've served their time and they'll be home by Christmas.
Now, do they have any money? Well, we can get back. We'll get back to it.
Just, I want to get to this Bronco player. How did they keep this under wraps for 8 days?
I know.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
It is crazy. Yes. Yeah.
It's suspicious.
In case you don't know, there's a Bronco player that was he was leaving Shotgun Willie's, which appropriately named. Because he got shot.
Yeah.
Seems to happen a lot with strip clubs, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, the name, I would have thought of that, like, maybe we shouldn't call it Shotgun Willie's, right? Well, because it might happen.
Yeah. They had a shooting inside that place at one time.
They got sued really bad.
Yeah, really bad.
Yeah.
But this thing occurred a week ago tonight, okay? And they kept this under wraps for an entire week. I don't know how they did it. A guy gets shot in the back of the head, and he's like,
Three people got shot. Yeah.
I didn't even hear of a shooting.
No. Neither did I.
I think because it happens so much now in Denver, we don't even pay attention. I mean,
you've got a wide out. A wide receiver for the Denver Broncos where, you know, into the season, everybody's eyes are on the Broncos. This thing occurs and nobody even knows about it.
Well, maybe because he's been on injured reserve.
Maybe, but you would, but still, I mean,
it's a like, high profile player.
Well, is he though? Because I think, isn't he the first? He's like just a rookie, right?
I don't know what he is.
Yeah, I think he's a rookie that started out and then he broke his finger. So I don't think a lot of people know his name.
Yeah, now, he's going to be okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so here's the story.
It started early Friday morning, hours after the Broncos beat the Saints. Reynolds didn't make that trip to New Orleans. He's out with a broken finger. Court documents obtained by 9 News Investigates show he and two friends went to the strip club Shotgun Willie's in Glendale. They were there for a couple of hours, then left in Reynolds' Ford Bronco. People in multiple vehicles followed them. It's not clear why. On I-25 near Colorado, someone started firing at Reynolds and his friends. Reynolds sped off, but the people pursuing him continued to follow the Bronco and kept shooting. Reynolds suffered arm and head wounds that the team described as minor. The two friends with him were also injured. Denver police arrested Luis Mendoza and Burr Charlesworth on suspicion of attempted murder. Neither has been charged.
Maybe they lost a lot of money on that game or something.
Well, it's 3 a.m. They would have been angry before that.
And what does your dad always tell you? Nothing good happens after midnight.
Yeah, right?
You're going to go to a strip club, go at 3 p.m, folks.
Yeah, that
That's how you do it.
I wonder why they were following him. That is weird. Somebody didn't pay somebody.
Who was?
Yeah, went wrong.
We had a Denver Bronco player that was actually killed, but almost the same thing where they were following them and went after them and tracked them down on the highway and shot them.
I don't know.
It was a few years back. I can't remember exactly who it was. But man, oh man, what a scene. It just baffled me yesterday when I saw the story. Because I thought when I saw the story yesterday, I thought it just occurred.
Yeah.
I thought, we've got a shooting. But then it turned out it was a week earlier.
I agree with you. It seems like if it's a Bronco player, we'd know instantly, but we had no clue.
I guess. And that report there says that it was their team investigation. So they had to dig for this thing.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what Night News says. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Friday. Weekend looks really good weather-wise. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So I know they're shocking, but I misspoke because I was saying nobody knew who that football player was that got shot at Shotgun Willie's. Well, it's hard to say shot at Shotgun Willie's. He actually wasn't shot there. He was shot on I-25. But I was thinking because this was his first year, I said he was a rookie. I guess he's been around for a long time. He's like old and stuff.
I always remember names on the back of jerseys.
Yeah.
And I remember for the Lions that he played, but it didn't come to mind immediately.
It seems like he got here and then he broke a finger and then...
I didn't even know he was on our team, Jamie.
He sucks anyway.
I'm going to tell you.
I didn't even know. But I called him a rookie, and everybody's just up in arms about it.
When I saw the story yesterday, it said Broncos wide receiver Josh Reynolds. Uh-huh. I'm like, Josh Reynolds.
I know.
Who's Josh Reynolds?
Exactly.
I don't know
that reminds me. That reminds me.
What do you got? Oh, man. Is it a present?
Yes.
Oh. For me?
No.
What?
For Frog.
Frog. Well, that's almost as good. Oh, where'd you
get that?
Michelle saved it for you from the game when we went to the Chargers game.
Oh, I love you, Michelle.
Was that like the item of the game?
Yeah, it was the item of the game.
Oh, that's cool.
So she saved it for Frog. So it came with glasses and a little bucket hat.
Frog's butt. He ain't getting this. What? I'm keeping this. Are you kidding? This is BJ all over. Look at
you. You got a bucket hat?
Let me tell you how I look in a bucket hat.
Hey!
Yeah, look at that. Tell me this isn't hot. Then if I put these on.
And then the glasses.
You got Bronco socks.
Oh, yeah. Actually, those glasses aren't bad on you.
Man, I look like a real creeper, don't I? I'm creeping.
Yeah, no, I was about to watch some football.
Yeah.
No, I feel like you look like a older rapper.
Older rapper.
It kind of does.
Lil B.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, actually, it's Michelle.
Well, thank you, Michelle.
Yeah, she's like, hey, don't forget to give these to Frog.
You got something stuck to you.
Oh, you do have some.
What did you do?
Wait, you have the plastic from the earpieces of the glasses stuck behind your ear.
Oh. what did you do with yours?
It's at my house.
Oh, you got
yours? Yeah, I got mine. Yeah. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, so, well, they gave us a bunch of mine. She, like, scammed a bunch of them.
That's awesome. She just kept going back.
Yeah. So you got a bucket hat and you got some glasses for Frog.
Jeez. I'm telling you, man, Friday. Yep. I love Fridays.
I know.
Perfect for Halloween. I mean, it's perfect.
It's amazing, right?
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Anyway, Dave Portnoy, you know him from Barstool Sports. He is real, real mad at Zach Bryan. Now, if you don't know, Zach Bryan broke up with one of his employees. Her name is Chicken Licker or whatever her name is.
Chicken Fry,
right. And she, remember, she cried and all this stuff.
She was devastated.
She was very, very sad. And then Dave, he dedicated a song to her, a Taylor Swift song, You're the Smallest Man on the Planet, whatever. I'm not going to get all these words right, okay? I'm just going by memory. So don't get all freaked out that I called the song wrong, because that'll be the next one. Anyway, so here's what Dave had to say. Number one.
Never a liker. How do you like that? I was never a liker. I think he's a fraud. I like every time I met him, I was not comfortable with him. You certain guys where you're like, okay, I kind of like this guy. He's a good vibe guy. This guy never gave that vibe to me.
So there.
You know, Dave's kind of making himself look bad in this.
Why?
Well, he's just going really overboard. I mean,
I like
it.
I think he's
for a year, and they broke up.
Yeah, but it's how they broke up, and I like that he's taking up for his employee.
Calling the guy a fraud?
Yeah,
though?
I like it.
A complete fraud?
I like it. You know what?
Did he just go to his concert?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so what? Like, you know what? Be on my team during a breakup. I like it.
All right.
You know? Yeah. This is a weird story, you guys. Crazy story. Jamie Foxx. Okay, so remember how weird it was that he just like all of a sudden was like paralysis and in a coma and like weirdness, right?
We had no idea what was going on.
He almost died.
So I guess he's making jokes on his Netflix show, which has not come out yet, that it was because of P. Diddy. But then some people are saying, no, it was a joke. He was just joking. But then another comedian said, no, that he was serious. He said that P. Diddy took him down, and that's why the FBI was called, because P. Diddy drugged him. But then another comedian said, I don't know. I feel like he said P. Diddy didn't do it. It's so weird how people hear everything different.
Yeah.
So it's three different people have heard it differently each time. Here's one guy, and let's see here.
Jamie has a special coming out on Netflix.
Go ahead.
No, his name is, what's his name? Something Choke?
Choke No Joke.
Yeah. Choke No Joke. All right, so here's what he says.
We're supposed to believe.
I know.
Jamie has a special coming out on Netflix called What Had Really Happened Was, and I went to the taping of it. It was 3 days taping. I went to the first show, I went to the last show.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx states in this, spoiler alert, but Jamie Foxx states in the special that Diddy was responsible for what happened to him, and he is the one that called the FBI on him.
So it's got to be a joke, though, right?
I don't think he was joking. Y'all can determine was he joking or not. To me, I'm a new comedian, right? I've learned and learned from the game. I know when somebody's setting up a punchline, and I know when you're serious. And when he said it, he said, and I'm the one that called the feds on him.
I mean, listen, I don't know, because another comedian agrees with this guy, but then one other comedian said no. He said, if Puff would have been responsible, I would be dead. So I don't know. There's mixed messages about what was actually said. I don't know if he changed it up in the 3 days, but it would make a lot of sense.
Well, wow. My take on it is that if Jamie Foxx doesn't address this publicly, then it probably did happen that way, that Diddy was responsible. But if he comes out and denies that it was only a joke, blah, 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 then you got to go with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But so far, from what I understand, Jamie Foxx has not said a word about it. It's going to be in the special, right?
It just makes a lot of sense that it was hidden. Like, you don't want to be known as the guy that was drugged at Diddy's party.
Yeah.
It was completely bizarre.
Yeah.
From the very beginning. We talked about it a ton on this program. And he went into the hospital. He was almost dead. You could never get an update on what it was, what caused it, what nothing. You couldn't get anything. And it went on for months.
And then all of a sudden he's playing pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah. He surfaced like out of nowhere. And the only person that was really talking about was his daughter.
Yeah, so and it was weird.
If he did it in. But here's another thing, too. I don't know if this happened to Jamie Foxx, do you call the FBI? That seems a little weird to me.
I think if you're so mad,
I would think you'd call the Los Angeles Police Department, you know, report it. I don't know if you pick up the phone and call the FBI.
Yeah, but if a guy puts a hit out on you and you knew he did and you made it through, of course you'd want to just tell them everything that you know about him.
Or, well,
they're
for
not
example,
saying he put a hit out.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah, they're not saying he put a hit out on you. They're just saying that he drugged you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where did you hear a hit?
I just thought that he was in the hospital because of Diddy. I guess I missed the drug part, that he went to a party.
What?
Yeah, he went to a party or somewhere. We don't know if it was a party. We don't know.
Wait, I'm so confused about what you think went on.
I thought that Diddy was behind, like, intentionally behind him being in the hospital, being hospitalized, whatever happened to him.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know if it was intentional. You might be right, Carson.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know if it's accident. Nobody said anything. Yeah. All we have is what you just heard there with that comedian.
But maybe Jamie Foxx, like me, has an FBI agent that lives next door, and he just went over and told him.
Could be. I've got an FBI guy.
Yeah, my neighbor. Because, by the way, they always, when they first moved in, I knew something was different about this guy, because he said his first name and last name. He's like, John Smith, nice to meet you.
Yeah, and introduces himself like that.
I know. I'm like, hi, I'm Jamie. I'm your neighbor. He's like, Jonathan Smith.
I can go a step further.
Yeah.
He showed me his badge.
Oh, we got one of those too. Yeah, yeah.
He walked up and said his name and showed me his badge.
Well, he actually didn't show us his badge, but what he did give my son is a FBI coin.
Yeah.
It's a coin, like that's silver or whatever. He gave him a coin.
Oh, that's kind of
cool. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway, speaking of Diddy, one of Jennifer Lopez's ex, one of them, one of her ex-husbands says, I'm not on the list. I never went to a party, but I can tell you what, my ex-wife, Jennifer Lopez, did. Ask her. Wow.
Yeah.
He says, and ask her about all the sex tapes and the 734 dildos and the baby oil. That is some slander there, and he must know something.
I've said from the beginning.
Yep.
J-Lo's deep in this, folks. Deep.
I'm disappointed in the Denver Broncos. I think I might know what part of their problem is.
What?
Dyes and additives in their food.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did you get the scoop on this?
Well, I'm glad you asked because, you know, we know that processed foods and additives and dyes are really bad for us.
Just horrible.
Yeah. And so I guess the Broncos are known for eating the most Uncrustables.
Really?
During practice and during the games.
I love Uncrustables.
They are amazing.
Yeah, but
they're so good.
But why don't you go on that app and look at Look at how bad they are. The red ones, especially, like that's the red dye number whatever.
Yeah.
It's all processed. Nothing's good in it.
I love the grape ones. They're really my thing. Yeah.
No, have you ever tried one, Jamie?
Oh my God, they're so good.
They are so good.
Yeah, they're so ridiculous. But go on Yuka and scan the code and see how bad it is for you.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
So anyway, it says the snacks are most popular in the locker room of the Broncos, with players in Denver eating around 700 between them each week.
That's crazy.
Oh my God. Travis Kelce has claimed that he eats more Uncrustables than anything else in the world. You guys, this is really, really bad for you. Really bad, right? All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everybody,
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the weekend almost here. A lot of sports this weekend. You got the World Series that starts tonight with the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Yep.
You got the Broncos. Are you still going to the game?
I am. I am a dee-dee-do.
Cool.
They were talking about how it's a, I forgot what it's called. It's called a something game, like a stump you up game. I don't know.
Stump you up?
They called it some kind of game where they're not going to take it that serious and they're worried about it because it's just such a, you know, gimme.
They call those trap games.
That's the word.
Yep. Is it?
Yeah, that was the word.
Yeah. That was sports game.
Yeah.
I'm a former athlete.
Yeah, it was. I guess stump you up is not it.
No. It's one of those games that sometimes you get caught off guard.
Yeah.
Because you didn't take it serious enough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they come in here and kick your butt.
Well, and they said that their eyes are too far forward for the next games.
Yeah.
That they're not gonna really worry about the stump you up.
Yeah, they're looking past.
No, it's not stump you up.
Well, it is in my world.
It's not.
I can call it what I want.
It's called the trap, man. You get fall into the trap.
It's called the stump you up.
I think the next game they go to like Baltimore, then they go to Kansas City to play the undefeated Chiefs. So they're looking ahead. Mm-hmm. Oh,
this one might stump you up.
I hope you get more gifts when you go.
I know.
Keep me in mind when you're down there. Okay.
I don't know what day it's going to be. I was kind of shocked that they give all those people, because I brought BJ in, the glasses and the hat from the last game I went to, and I'm kind of shocked. Those are pretty cool for as many people as they have to provide for.
I don't like when they put another logo on there.
The Coca-Cola one.
No, I like Coca-Cola though.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola's cool. It works for me, okay? But when they put, Bob's Plumbing.
Yeah.
It kind of takes away from the freebie. You got Denver Broncos, Bob's Plumbing.
Yeah.
I don't like that, but Coca-Cola kind of fits. It's all right with me.
Do you know what we get this week?
I'm trying to figure that out right now.
All right, I'm excited.
Be sure. Here's what you do, Jamie.
Okay.
You name drop, okay?
No, I'm not going to name drop.
Just listen to me. Don't give me a big no before I say what I'm saying.
All right. I too don't know that guy that got shot out of Shotgun Willie's. Is that what I say?
No. Look, here's what the old lady that's there handing out the merchandise, okay?
Yep.
You look at her and you say, "Hi, I'm BJ, or I'm Jamie from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Can I get an extra one for my friend BJ?"
I would never do that in my life. That's something you would do, but that's something I would never do.
Spadil's going to the game. He'd do it to heartbeat. Can you get me an extra?
Yeah, I'll get you one.
Good little name drop, okay? Are you still going to the game?
Maybe not. We're trying to figure that out.
That's a no.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah. It's just a little tight with practice with the timing. So priorities.
Yeah. Okay.
Yesterday, breaking news with the Menendez brothers. Man, is the internet, it is so divided on this.
It is. It really is.
I kind of like it though. It takes away from politics finally.
Yeah, that's true.
Without a doubt.
I just need something else in my feed besides this election that's coming up here.
So the whole Menendez brothers, what's it called? Not a retrial, a resentencing. Yeah.
All right, here's part of the press conference. The DA out of district attorney out of California talking about where we're headed with the Menendez brothers.
I have to tell you that after a very careful review of all the arguments that were made for people on both sides of this equation, I came to a place where I believe that Under the law, resentencing is appropriate, and I am going to recommend that to a court tomorrow. What that means in this particular case is that we're going to recommend to the court that the life without the possibility of parole be removed and that they will be sentenced for murder, which, because there are two murders involved, that will be 50 years to life. However, because of their age under the law, since they were under 26 years of age at the time that these crimes occurred, they will be eligible for parole immediately.
Coming home for Christmas.
Oh, I didn't know about that age thing.
Yep.
Wow, that's under crazy. 26,
under 26? I mean, that seems like a very old age.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
That you get a leniency for. I would think, okay, maybe under 21, now, but not 26.
Now, do we know if they have, is there still a trust anywhere? Or is there any money?
I don't know. Yeah. No, they say these guys are going to make a ton of money out of it. I don't know what happened to the family money. The family money was estimated at $14 million, and that was 1989, I think it was, when this thing occurred.
And then the house, what was that? Like, there was a house.
So yeah,
that
mansion.
Was probably a couple million back then.
Well, that's part of the 14.
Oh, it is.
The entire family fortune was $14 million. And I think
that's
the property
gone.
And everything. So I don't know what happened. Yeah, with their lawyer fees, that probably, you know, probably put them in the hole. But they're saying these guys are going to make a ton of money out of this thing. You know, the only thing that bothers me with this whole story, and let me tell you, we could put this at Texnado at 51059, and it will be 50-50 split. People think they should stay in jail. There are people also thinking that they should be set free because of the abuse that allegedly happened. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if they should be or shouldn't be.
I think they're going to become famous. I think they're both going to become famous. I think they're going to make a lot of money. I mean, if you even look at that girl who, remember her mom made her act like she had cancer and all that stuff. And then she had her boyfriend stab her, shoot her, whatever. She became famous, right?
Yeah.
I think there are those stories that these people that commit these awful crimes become famous.
And they're going to be doing so many interviews and talking to everyone about it.
You know. Now, when I was watching yesterday, they had a lot of different lawyers that weigh in, give their opinion. You know, it's just the way it goes. One of the things they brought up was, we're setting a really bad precedent when you set it so that a Netflix docu can actually spark something like this. It's like, okay, this is really dangerous territory. When you go and put together a Netflix series, and that show.
Well, it did it with, what's his name, the guy with his pregnant wife. It was kind of the same story. Remember, now that agency is looking at him to let him be released. Oh, what's his name? You know, his wife was pregnant, and fishing boat guy.
Scott
Peterson.
Yeah, that Netflix thing then brought out whatever that group is. They're re-looking at it.
Yeah, but it's not really gone any further.
No, but it's
gone to the point of release.
But for them to look at it.
I got you. I'm just saying that now we've taken it to a different level. You've got a DA that's saying these guys are going to get out for the most part. Okay? So it's a little bit different in that regard. But they're saying that, they being the lawyers, that when you start looking at these Netflix series in order to, you know, state a case to get out of prison, it might be a little bit, slippery slope.
And yes, that DA did sound like Kermit the Frog. Everybody's texting about
that. They hate that guy. They hate that guy out there.
Well, it's just his voice is very annoying.
It's very distracting.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Beautiful weekend coming up. Going to be around 75 all weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Friday.
What's up?
I voted yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Early voting?
Let me tip you off on something, okay?
Okay.
Are you voting this year?
I haven't registered yet.
Okay. Well, you got time.
I have time.
Yeah, you have time. You have time. Let me just tip you off to something, okay? They're sneaky, Jamie.
Who's sneaky?
Colorado. Those people that do these ballots are sneaky little mofos.
Whoa, mofos.
Well, they deserve it. They deserve it. Because here's what I did last night. They make these ballots really difficult to read, okay, and to understand. But they word them in such ways to make you feel like a schmuck if you don't say yes.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you an example. When they start out with the phrase, "Would you like us to collect taxes?" First thing that tells me is no, because I don't want taxes raised for anything.
Right.
Okay. But then you read on into the paragraph, and it's to raise taxes to keep Bambi alive in the woods. You know, it's raising taxes to keep bears out of bear traps. And then you feel like a schmuck if you don't say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real...
I thought you just would go down the red line. Like, that's who you are. You were reading them? Wow.
No. There are no red lines.
Oh, okay.
This is a yes, no questions on taxes and stuff.
Okay.
Now, when you go over to the election itself, like president, your senator, and things like that, then you're picking, you know, red line or blue line, whatever. Yeah. But no, then they have this whole, which, by the way, I got tired reading all of it.
Oh, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like reading a novel. It's unbelievable how many questions they have on
there. Now, if you don't answer any of them, is it void, or how does that work?
No, it just doesn't count.
Just don't count it?
I feel like I'm not doing my civic duty not to just answer, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that the commercials are so confusing to me, because I watch one girl's commercial, and I'm like, yeah, what you're saying, I like you. And then I watch her opponent, and I was like, yeah, I like you, what you're saying. And then I see her again, and she's like, that person's evil. I'm like, yeah. And then that girl goes, she's evil. I'm like, yeah. So
you
I don't
really
even
have,
know.
Like, no idea.
You have no idea. I just,
what's it going?
All I know is they all say that every one of them are all horrible people. Yeah. Across the board, everybody's just horrible people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one question on there, and I guess it's, it's for the state. So everybody gets this question, okay? You know, sports gambling, big deal, right? Well, the state's collecting on sports gambling. Collecting money, okay? So the question is, do you want us as a state to hang on to the taxes from sports betting and spend it on things like little Billy's free lunch at school or whatever, you know, roads, potholes, things like that? Or do you want us to give it back to the casinos? Which you read that?
Wait, you think, read it like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They do it. Colorado, the state itself, prints these things to make you feel like a real schmuck.
They try to persuade you to go the way that they want you to go.
Or do you want us to give it back to the casinos to squander?
I just feel bad for those poor lions or cats that are treed and then they're shot at point blank. That doesn't seem very nice.
I didn't read that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one amendment where they don't want, not bobcats, what's the other? Mountain lions. Mountain lions to be treed by dogs, and then they're shot out of the tree. Yeah. So, I don't
know. That's on the ballot?
Yeah. Sure is.
I didn't see anything about shooting somebody in a tree.
The mountain lion one?
Yeah, there's a mountain lion, but it doesn't say anything about being shot in a tree.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, then that must be the commercial that sold you on
and
that.
Yeah, because I'm a veterinarian, and I don't think that's right to shoot him at point blank.
Right.
And then I was thinking, what, is the guy like climbing up the tree? Because how can it be point blank? He's the guy... The mountain lion's way up there. That's when you shoot him.
It's Prop 127.
Yeah, I think I voted to shoot him.
Oh.
Well, here's the thing.
Listen, I'm.
Here's the thing. Everything that said, do you want us to raise taxes? I said no.
Well, and see, I'm a big fan of the raccoon penis. Yeah, you know, remember?
Sure, female raccoon.
Yeah, but remember, was it the raccoon penis that my dad made?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so how you have to shoot those is that, unfortunately, you tree them, and then you shoot them out of the tree.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you can get a nice keychain that looks like that is actually a raccoon penis. Oh, so
that or stop at a Stuckey's. I think they have them, too.
And I'm not the biggest fan of mountain lions, I have to be honest. So I support your vote on that.
Well, I did. I did because they say raise taxes and then throw this guilt trip at you.
Yeah.
Thinking that, oh, there's no way they're going to say, no, don't raise the taxes when you're saving Bambi out of the forest.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, because they have a veterinarian on and he's like, I'm against that. How rude. I was like, well, I'm not a really big fan of the mountain lion, though. I have to be honest.
I guess the big opponent of this is it would make livestock incidents ineligible for big game damage. So if a mountain lion came and killed your cows, you can't file that claim anymore because now it's not considered big game if Proposition 127 passes.
That is
no.
So,
I say no.
That is so jacked up how they twist that.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
It is. That was my whole point, is when you read these things, you don't know which way to go. And they make it sound like that if you do go a certain way, you're a schmuck, man.
Yeah.
You just don't care about Colorado.
And that one lady, she's a doctor, but she thinks fentanyl is cool. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't vote for her either. No.
I don't know. I like the other guy because he, Oh, I forgot what his funny one was. But she hates him because he did something, and then he hates her. Oh my God, these two are just
but
everything.
The cops back that one guy.
Yeah, I don't even. I like her because she's a doctor. I think she's smart. We need smart people in Congress.
Yeah, but I don't like fentanyl.
Well, I like her because she's got a good education.
All right, me.
Let's keep her.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ. Jamie Morning Show. You're on a Friday, man. Woo! I'm ready for the weekend. I really am. Did you see where the oldest lady in the U.S. has died?
Hold on. I'm trying to write a post. Right. Hey, so what should... write?
Whoa.
My boss says that my posts are boring, and I need to add to them. So I just added that that they're doing this cool thing. It's called Tales on the Tower. And you know how the clock tower downtown?
Mm-hmm.
Well, during the 9 News Parade of Lights or whatever, they're doing a thing. I think it's Dumb Friends Legs or whatever. And for $200 donation, you can put your dog's picture up there during the Parade of Lights.
That's cool.
Cute, right? So I just shared it, but I'm supposed to add something to it. Like, what should I write? Like, are you going to do this?
Yeah. Would your dog like this?
Would your dog like this? Well, that's kind of lame.
Is that him?
Would you do this? Do this? Question mark. Okay, now go ahead about the oldest lady.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Would you do this? Okay, there. What?
All right, this lady, she was 115 years old.
Oh, okay.
She was born in, 115 years ago. How about that? She lived through 20 U.S. presidents. She was 3 years old when the Titanic sank.
Wow.
She was 5, World War I begun. 30, World War
II. Are you going to do all the history marks?
I've only got two more. 42, when television was invented. And then she was 59 when Martin Luther King Jr. Can you imagine that? 115 years. I would want to.
I know. You say that. You say it now about your own age.
Yeah. I'm past it now. I'm ready.
You either want to go to jail or die at this. Yeah. That's what you tell us every day.
She looks good.
Oh, she looks great. Yeah.
115 years old.
So, wait. I always want to know, what did they say their secret was?
Yeah, I asked Spadil. I said, Spadil, go get... Because you love when you hear whiskey and cigarettes, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the best. When they live to 115 and like, yeah, I drink a fifth of whiskey every single day, smoke 2 packs of cigarettes.
Then everybody goes, see?
Yeah. She got some... No. Yeah. Hers is faith, never drank, never smoked.
Oh, okay.
All about God.
Yeah, because there's one recently, she was 110, and I went to her, like, what was her secret?
Yeah.
Well, she did yoga all the way up to 100.
I know. People like us, we pull for come on, man. Tell them that you smoke cigarettes, man.
Tell them the whiskey.
Drink some vodka every day.
Yeah, that's what
it
we
was
want.
Truly, right? Truly, truly was where it is.
Yeah, this lady never drank, never smoked, loves God.
Yeah.
All the things that get you to 115, I guess.
Yes, a lot.
Well, we've always said that when we see the ones at 120, and they say they've drank all their lives, we never believe them. It's like, no, you didn't. Well, no way.
This lady, they actually followed her. They did a whole special about her. And her thing was, she didn't care really if people drank and had a glass of wine and all that stuff or ate bad. But she said, you just have to keep active and walk, just at least walk every day. And she said, do something with your brain.
I completely agree with that.
Just do something creative with your brain instead of just sitting there, watching TV all day.
I think I'm going to go back to liquor and cigarettes. I mean, I might as well just speed things up. Unbelievable. Good for her. Well, yeah, she died, though.
She looks great. Oh, wait, what? Wait, she died?
Well, yeah, the oldest lady in the world died.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, that was the whole idea.
Oh,
bitch.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, she died.
Yeah. Well, now that's the why story's I brought so it up. Sad.
No. The oldest lady in the U.S.
I thought they just named her the oldest lady. I didn't know she kicked the bucket.
Yeah, she died.
Oh,
she died.
Man. Well, all right, go ahead and go back to Ed.
She lived in Houston. Yeah. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to say, I think sometimes these companies overthink things.
What do you mean?
Corporate America overthinks things. As somebody that dated a Jewish man for 7 years, the fact that Neiman Marcus has decided to ban, if you will, the word Christmas from its century-old gift catalog is bizarre to me, because I dated a Jewish man for 7 years in Los Angeles, and I would ask him, I'm like, does it bother you? Like, your entire life you've been bombarded with the word Christmas. And he said, I never even cared. I actually liked it. I didn't care. So he and I got a Christmas tree together, and we did it in blue. We did all the lights in blue and everything. And we had a blast doing that, and he never cared. And then I had a menorah too for him. But the fact that they're banning the word Christmas, I'm telling you, most people of other religions, at least that I've been surrounded by, they don't care.
No. And you just, like you said, you overthink it, and yeah, you're trying your best not to offend anyone, and you end up offending a whole group of people.
Well,
like,
yeah,
people that love Christmas.
Well, not only that, but I mean, I understand that there's different religions and they don't have Christmas. I get that. But just leave it be. Like, nobody's protesting you. Nobody's freaking out about the word Christmas. I would say if you ask most groups that they're not upset.
You think they do it for publicity, though?
No, I don't think that this Christmas catalog needs the publicity. It's always so famous every year because we go through the list of, because they're ridiculous gifts, right? I mean, there's things that we can't afford. So it's always like that, you know, $250,000 little kid's 9-volt battery car.
Yeah, it's like a Mercedes, Mercedes or something.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that they could have easily omitted the Christmas word out of the catalog and never said a word. And most people wouldn't even realize it.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe they're getting some pushback from the more extreme religions. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yep. Anyway, let's see here. The CEO, Jeffrey Van Rumendonken. He's not Swiss. He just last year announced 5% of their workforce would be cut despite record cash bonuses in the 2 years prior. So maybe you're right. Maybe they're having hard times. And maybe they're like, here's something we'll try.
Yeah.
Let's cut the word Christmas.
Yeah, I sometimes I think they do it for that reason, simply to get the publicity from it.
Morgan Wallen, One Night at a Time tour, grossed $300 million. Woo! The highest grossing country tour, this is country, tour of all time, $300 million. That's a lot of money.
Sure is.
And see that guy to my right?
Yeah.
He probably spent about $3,000 of that.
Yeah.
Gave
bought,
it to him.
Bought 6 tickets.
Yeah.
God, it was so good, though.
It was so good.
Oh, man. I'll do it again.
Money well spent, I guess.
I loved the love affair. I didn't really know what was going on when I was younger, but I love now that I'm older, knowing about the love affair between Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. Because all their songs, they were the Taylor Swifts before Taylor Swift was popular. They wrote songs about each other and about their breakup, and they became very popular songs because she would write about him and their breakup, and he would write about her and their breakup, and it was songs to each other. That's how they communicated. So Stevie Nicks just gave an interview with Rolling Stones. I didn't know why this final breakup happened. I guess she was married to him, to Lindsey Buckingham. And she said, I knew it was finally time that we were done. She said, it all happened the way it should have. It happened one night, not planned, at a Music Cares benefit concert. I didn't even tell anybody it had happened in my head until the whole ceremony was over. I took with me that night a song that I'd done with Leanne Rimes called Borrowed. I took it with me to play for him because I thought we could do this song beautifully, but he wasn't very nice to me. He wasn't very nice to anybody. He wasn't even nice to Harry Styles. And I could hear my parents saying, are you really going to spend the next years of your life with this man? I could hear my very pragmatic father say, you don't want him treating people like this. You don't want to be treated like this. And that's when I knew it was finally over with Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah, the word is he was a schmuck.
Yeah, especially at the end.
Big time.
Yeah.
He lives here, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I think he lives up around Boulder somewhere.
All I know is that she said the only time I ever spoke to Lindsey after that breakup was for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
She said that she saw him at Christine McVie's funeral. And I didn't know this. They were on the top of Nobu. And she said, we're on the top of Nobu during Christine McVie's celebration of life. And all of a sudden, the whole place just started blowing around. The wind started blowing. The whole place we thought was going to blow away. It tore down all the decorations. And we knew it was Christine McVie going, yeah, let's not do this.
By the way, Lindsay lives in Palo Alto.
Oh, okay. I think you're thinking of the other guy.
I don't know. One of them lives here, I thought.
You're thinking of the gray-headed guy. She also boned. What's his name? So there's Lindsay Buckingham and...
I don't know who all she boned.
The two band members she boned.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mick Fleetwood?
Yeah, maybe it was him. Maybe he lives here.
I don't know. I thought Lindsay did at some point. Whatever.
What else was I going to tell you? Oh, she also says that Katy Perry drives her nuts, basically.
She does?
Yeah. She said... One day, about 10 years ago, Katy Perry walked up to me and she's like, oh my God, I hate all the internet armies of all the girl singers and how cruel they are and how mean they are. And so she said, here's an idea. Get off the internet.
Yeah, good idea.
I mean, that'll solve some of your problems right there.
I was like, whoa, okay. All right, Dave Portnoy, he says he absolutely hates Zach Bryan, and he's going to bat for his girl. So if you don't know, Chicken Little, what's her name?
Chicken Fry.
Yeah. She is one of his employees, and Zach Bryan just went on the internet and broke up with her. And so here's what Dave had to say.
Never a liker. How do you like that? Wow. She never a liker. I think he's a fraud. I like every time I met him, I was not comfortable with him. You certain guys where you're like, okay, I kind of like this guy. He's a good vibe guy. This guy never gave that vibe to me.
So he says that he's fake. He doesn't like him at all.
There's a couple of guys around the office like this too.
That are fake?
Well, they just don't give a good vibe.
I'm trying to think who
does. Powerball Pete's one of them.
He does not give a good vibe. Powerball Pete. Oh, my God. I talked to him yesterday forever. I love that guy. I actually do love Pete. I mean, I know we give him a lot of crap, but he's a good guy. He really is.
He is.
Let's see here. I don't even want to read all this Diddy. Look how many pages of Diddy stuff.
So much, and it's every day.
It is.
I think the Jamie Foxx thing, although, is pretty interesting.
You do?
Simply because we had no idea. And if this turns out to be true, then this is huge. Simply because they're claiming that Jamie Foxx is the one that called the FBI that got all this ball rolling against P. Diddy.
They're also claiming that Jamie Foxx, the reason why he was almost dead, is because P. Diddy drugged him. Yeah. And so they had a falling out that night, and then he was drugged, and he went to the hospital and almost died. That's what they're saying. And just listen to this clip.
Jamie has a special coming out on Netflix called What Had Really Happened Was, and I went to the taping of it. It was 3 days taping. I went to the first show. I went to the last show.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx states in this, spoiler alert, but Jamie Foxx states in the special that Diddy was responsible for what happened to him, and he is the one that called the FBI on him.
So it's got to be a joke, though, right?
I don't think he was joking. Y'all can determine was he joking or not. To me, I'm a new comedian, right? I've learned and learned from game. I know when somebody's setting up a punchline, and I know when you're serious. And when he said it, he said, and I'm the one that called the feds on him.
And I don't know how many comedians right now, like a Jamie Foxx, for example, that's using P. Diddy as a punchline.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like when his name comes up, they're pretty serious about it.
Yeah, I feel like they're staying away from him as a punchline right
too.
Now.
Me too. It's not really something you work into the routine, you know?
And finally, you're going to be seeing Von Dutch trucker hats a lot. A lot, okay? So that's from the 90s. Remember that and the FUBU?
Why is Von Dutch coming back?
Because Kylie wore one, and so did, let's see, who else wore one? Kylie Jenner sported one, Kendall wore one, and Bella wore one. So, you know, all
the
sheep.
It's going to be the new fad.
Yeah,
okay.
So they're all back again. They're about $50. You can get them on Zoomies anywhere. But it's the new trend that's sweeping the nation. I'm going to pull out my FUBU hat. All right. Anyway, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah. Alice, BJ and Jamie. I think it's better that when you say something like that instead of me.
Oh.
Because it comes across different.
Was that on the air?
I don't know. Was it on the... What was it again?
Oh, no, we were just... I was just talking about my neighbor. Well, I didn't mean, okay. Anyway, I was just saying, I feel sorry for my neighbor is just, first of all, she's gorgeous. Let me just say that first. She's just absolutely a long leggy supermodel, but she's so tall and her daughter is so tall as well.
Yeah.
And so I just feel sorry because her daughter's like at that age at like seventh grade, you know, and she's going through puberty and stuff. And she's just taller than all the other girls. And you just remember like that one kid that always wanted to wear the cute little outfits. And then, well, like, for example, I shot up fast before my friends. I'm not tall, but I'm average. And all my pants were too short for me. I had high waters on everything. Geez. I was like, Mom, why are my pants so short?
It wasn't the trend at the time either.
No, was it? It was not. No. Yeah. No. So, but they never made, back in my day, they never made, tall. They never made that thing. It was always like petite. They had petite little clothes and all that stuff, but they never had tall.
I was showing Jamie a picture of Michelle Obama.
Yeah, and how tall she is.
Extremely tall lady. And there's a picture of her where she was, I think, voting or something yesterday. And people are raving about how great the picture looks.
No, I mean, I've always wanted to be taller, to be honest with you. But then there's that like point where it becomes awkward. Well, like that basketball player in Dancing with the Stars.
No, I hear you.
You know, like he is like awkward tall.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, oh my God.
And it makes everything that he does awkward because he's so big.
And when he hugs his partner, I told you, he hugs her, and I'm not doing this to be funny. I swear, when he hugs her right into his crotch.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it to be funny. He just doesn't mean to.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. I was at the grocery store because a lot of times when I go to the grocery store, the school's let out for lunch. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the kids go over to the deli to get them something to eat. And I was at the grocery store, and I noticed one of the students, she was probably, I had to be like 6'5".
Yeah.
And had to be in high school. And I'm thinking, oh, man, that's got to be like.
Well, yeah, because you have to wear flats. You know, you have to wear flats when you date Tom Cruise. Yeah. It sucks.
Spadil, I got some bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
The GOAT, they call her.
Uh-huh.
G-O-A-T.
Yeah.
Of OnlyFans has retired.
Oh, no.
This is her last week of sending out pictures.
Oh, Spadil. Yep. Oh,
she's made $67 million in 3 years.
Wow.
Karina Koff is done. The GOAT.
The GOAT.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
I don't know who she is.
No, I don't either.
Karina Koff. They put this out yesterday that she is considered the greatest of all time, man, when it comes to OnlyFans. I thought there were some celebrities that were making like $200 million. They said she made $67 million in 3 years.
I know that oh, my God, now I can't remember her name. She was married to the basketball player.
Pippen.
Yeah.
Larsa.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was right off the top. So Larsa Pippen, she shows her feet a lot.
I'm not into feet, no.
Because I watch Real Housewives of Miami, and she's always taking pictures of her feet.
for it to sell?
To post on OnlyFans. Yeah, it's very awkward. But she also does some, like, look over your shoulder at my butt kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who buys a foot picture?
I don't know.
I mean, come on.
She was sitting on the couch, and she had her feet crossed, and she was taking pictures, and all the girls were like, Larsa, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm going to post this on Only. You watch. I'll make, like, $1 million.
Wow. Isn't it amazing, though? This girl has made $67 million selling pictures and videos over the last 3 years.
And does she get totally nude?
Oh, yeah.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Big time.
Well, I need to be a customer.
Way more than just totally nude. Well,
maybe she'll hold off on retirement.
Does she have relations?
Yeah.
With men? Man.
Yeah.
On the camera?
How do you know this?
That's what all these, most of these OnlyFans girls are doing that.
I thought it was just always pictures in lingerie.
No.
So I didn't know it was porn sites.
Their profile will have like pictures of them in like lingerie to like entice you.
Yeah.
But then the actual content that they're selling is them having relations.
Videos. I never knew that. Yeah. I swear on the Bible, I never knew that.
I've always thought it was somewhat innocent.
I didn't.
It was just creepy people looking at girls that are in lingerie. I thought it was.
I pictured like the Fredericks of Hollywood catalog in my head.
I think like Larsa Pippen, for example, she's so famous that she can rely on just doing feet pictures and not have the relation videos.
Oh, because so many people are fans of hers.
But most of them are doing the relation videos.
I didn't
know
they were actually having relations on this page.
Jamie, do you realize how good this makes me and you sound that we don't know? Now, these two sound like creeps.
Right?
Yeah. But you and I sound so wholesome right now.
Well, yeah, I didn't
do
actually know.
Because we had no idea. I've never been on an OnlyFans site.
And it's funny because I thought it was kind of innocent, too. Like, I thought in my head, well, if I knew that my boyfriend was on, you know, OnlyFans, I wouldn't be that mad. Like, it's weird that you can't spend your money somewhere else. But that's fine. I didn't know he was watching full-blown porn. Yeah,
I thought it was crop tops and some girl bent over to feed her dog.
No, that's just to drag you in, man. Yeah.
Wow. Feed her dog. We get it. We don't need it. We don't need a reenactment.
Crop
exactly.
Top and some lady to.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to put something on record here, okay?
Okay.
I want to say that, and you're going to agree with me 110%, Jamie. I mean, you don't always, but you will on this, okay?
Okay.
I love our company because they care about the health of the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today, they're going to paint the studio. And our company does not want Jamie and I getting paint poison, okay?
Or Carson or Schmidl.
So we have to leave the studio for at 9:05, something like that, so the painters can get in here and spruce this place up. And boy, it could use it.
Oh my God.
But nevertheless, thank you to Odyssey Radio.
Yeah, they're like, you got to get out of here at 9. Yeah. I'm like, why? And they're like, because we're painting. I'm like, so painting's more important than the show?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird.
See, now you're looking at it at a whole different angle, Jamie.
Like, I mean, I'm thankful. Great. It's like we don't, I mean, like literally paint on the walls is more important than a show. It's weird to me.
Wait a minute.
Like they're discarding us as like, your 9 o'clock hour is worthless. So just
it doesn't matter if anyone listens or not.
I saw it as they were looking out for our health. Are you here to tell me that they think that we're so useless around here that they're ready for us to get out of here at 9 o'clock so that they can come in here with a paintbrush?
I think they know what Fridays, 9 o'clock Fridays look like and sound like. They're like, meh.
No one's missing anything, trust me.
Have they looked up some ratings or something and said, oh, man, we got to get them out there at 9 o'clock. From now on, we're going to start painting every Friday.
Lord, I have no idea. Oh, my God.
We have Colorado Lottery scratch-off tickets to give away. How would you like to scratch, scratch, scratch and win, win, win?
Yep. I hope you do.
What's the matter?
No.
You don't. What's the matter? You don't have a one sheet?
No, I don't.
It's caller 19.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. And it's like four tickets.
Yeah.
So four chances to win, man.
But they're $10 tickets,
scratch,
right?
Scratch.
I love scratch tickets.
Scratch?
Because I get off at 9, I might go get me some.
Yeah. Good idea.
All right, caller 19 right now, 303-22.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice, good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh.
What's
I'm just so proud of you right now. It's like I've watched you grow up right here in front of me. Like you become a big girl. It is just such a moment. It's a moment. It's a moment. It's a moment. Oh, my God. Jamie, I've known Jamie for
a long time.
I don't even know how many years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
They go by so fast. So fast. But I've known Jamie for a while.
Yeah.
And she's never... Oh, my God. She has never sounded like Bill Clinton.
I think we've been together for like 13 or 14 years.
Don't know. So fast. It goes by so fast. So glorious.
Why did you look at him like that?
Jamie has registered to vote.
Yay!
For the first time.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
In her life.
Yeah, I did. Only because I want to vote about those mountain lions.
Yeah, mountain lions.
Very passionate about that.
Keep the bears out of the traps.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, I'm against bears and traps and some mountain lions being shot at close range or something.
Look at you. You're a big girl.
Boy, that was easy.
What do you mean?
Registering.
Oh, yeah.
Super easy.
That
was kind of crazy easy.
You don't even have to be in this country to get registered. Are you kidding?
I was like, wow, that was easy.
Not only is it easy, hell, you can vote 10, 12 times if you want.
Well, only if I live like in Empire County or whatever. Did you see that? That false stuff. Yeah.
All right, so how do you feel? Well, I mean, it's a good feeling, isn't it?
Well, no, I kind of don't like it right now because you know, I have in my head like, okay, this guy, because I'm really like, I'm not happy about the border thing, but I'm also want control of my own body. So I'm really torn about a lot of things. I'm that weird middle person that doesn't do blue or red.
Right.
I really think like I want control of my own body, but I also don't want the borders open. So what do you do then? So that's
why you got to make up your mind, which is the best of the scenario. That
right.
You got.
So that's where I get like all in my own head about stuff. You know, that's why I've always set out and gone like, you guys figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. And then I just texted my girlfriend who works with all of the judges. And I was like, who should I vote for as far as the judges?
Oh, you got an in.
Yeah. So she works with all of them. I was like, are there some good judges and some bad judges?
Yeah, I'm not very good with the judges.
Yeah.
The only people I know that know judges are usually in front of them being sentenced. And they never have a good attitude about it. They're not big fans of judges. No. So I look at it from a whole different perspective on my side.
Yeah.
But you get a chance to make your impact in the election. And I think it's a good feeling.
Well,
I like it.
I don't love it because I really do feel like, according to commercials, everybody's just a horrible person.
Oh, yeah.
There's not one commercial where one guy goes, you know, he's not that bad. If you want to vote for him, it's fine.
Let me give you a little tip on this, okay?
Yeah.
Screw the commercials.
Okay.
Don't pay any attention to commercials.
Yeah. Okay.
Read on your own.
Yeah.
It doesn't take that long to look at somebody.
Well, some of the props are crazy.
And the voting is not that deep. It's not. When you get your ballot, you'll see that you're done in 3 minutes.
Okay, but... All right, so here, I really do have this question about the mountain lions.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of mountain lions, but I also don't want them to be shot at point blank. So what do I do about that?
Well, what you're going to do is...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, I voted no simply because it called for more taxes. If anything starts with the sentence of, do you want us to collect money for this?
Okay.
All right, no.
Okay, I like
that
rule.
I don't care if it's feeding free lunches to little children.
Oh, my God.
No,
I'm in favor of that.
I'm not in favor of raising taxes on anything. I don't care what it is because you've got enough taxes just to allocate it to the where it goes.
Yeah.
That's the way it should work.
Is there one that says...
Because they use the sympathy stuff on you in order to raise taxes.
Is there one that says, I want to take away money from migrants and feed little children in kindergarten?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Of course not. No. And it should.
I would be like, I like that one.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And not that I want anybody to starve or anything, but I do like little kids.
I know you do. I like little kids, too. But I don't like paying taxes. But good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you this morning. Jamie.
But I do sound so stupid. If I can be honest about some stuff. Because I asked BJ, and Carson, you were here too, sorry. And I was like, you guys, so can you, like, do I have enough time to mail it? Because I registered for a mail-in vote or a mail-in ballot. And I don't know when that cutoff is. And so I was like getting all nervous about it. But then you guys told me a mail-in ballot can be dropped off.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Up to like the day before.
The day of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day of.
Yeah. Day of.
Day of.
Okay.
No. Up till 7 p.m. on the 5th.
Did you know you can drop in a mail-in ballot?
Yeah. Like recreation centers and post office. Yeah.
Not so weird.
I have a library right by my house.
Not to make you feel dumb or anything.
I already felt dumb about that part.
You wouldn't believe how many people out there that have the ballots that would have the same question and be surprised that you could actually do that.
Are you sure? Because you and Carson both laughed at me.
No. There are a lot of people that think that possibly you get a mail-in ballot.
There's got to be some people out there.
Yeah, it's a very common question. Have you met me? Yeah.
I was honest about it. I'm like a dumbass, man.
I'm
all grown up.
You're a big guy. Oh, I'm so proud of you
right now.
Oh. BJ and Jamie. Hang on a second. Let's talk about your neighbor for a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, because this kind of
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was going to upset you.
It doesn't. Oh, I'm not upset. Do I feel it? I mean, do I seem upset, Carson?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. So let's go with the text. We just talked about Jamie becoming a big girl.
Yeah.
She's now registered to vote in Douglas County.
Right.
And she's never done that before. Not for Douglas County. She's attempted in California different things with voting. But this time she is in. Locked in.
I'm registered.
Gonna get a ballot. We'll be able to drop that off before November 5th. So she's in the system, baby.
And by the way, I am reading all your texts, and I really appreciate your knowledge, because I feel like I'm learning a lot from the text.
Yeah.
About like the whole mountain lion thing and stuff. So right. I appreciate you guys writing all that.
How you vote, what you vote. That's going to be part of the conversation today. Any of us for that matter.
Why I registered is the mountain lions.
Yeah.
That was it.
Right. And so we just have a good time. And it is a big deal that, you know, you're finally going to register and vote. You've lived here for quite a while. And it's time to get involved. All right. So then you get this text from a neighbor.
From my neighbor, right? And she wrote, "You're all grown up now." And I was like, LOL, you know, LOL. By the way, I heard that LOL ages you, and you're not supposed to write that.
Yeah,
But my kid is 18, and he writes LOL all the time.
But does he only say it to you?
I don't know. I'm not reading his text.
You know, he knows his audience kind of a thing, but I think that they use emojis now.
Well, that was an insult.
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah.
I'll take you down faster than anybody's ever taken you down.
Yeah, maybe he knows his audience, like the old lady back in Colorado.
Yeah, right? Like, why would you even say it like that?
Yeah, no kidding.
Boy, whatever. Fidel.
Way to end the week, huh?
And I usually take up for you, but not anymore.
Yeah, look at you, pal.
I'm glad Liz saw what you were.
All right, back to your neighbor. Let's get back to the neighbor, okay?
Anyway, so I wrote LOL. And she said, usually not listening, but I was in my car this morning. Great start to my day. Those guys you're with are really kind of funny.
All right, let's stop right there. Let's read those last seven words one more time, okay?
Those guys you're with.
Keep in mind, she's texting to say, hey, you're a big girl now. You're a big girl. I just heard it on the radio.
Great start
I haven't
to my
listened
day.
In a while, but man, I just heard it. Congratulations. Yeah.
Those guys you are with are really kind of funny. Mm.
I've been here 22 years.
I don't even know our names. Those guys.
She's never known that there's a dude on the show. It's all Jamie.
No,
it's all Jamie.
No, that's not what she means.
There's no BJ around there. No. Who's that funny guy over in the corner doing his Bill Clinton imitation?
No, listen, because she's my neighbor, so she only knows that I'm on this show, right?
Like, I have neighbors. They don't even know I'm on a show.
You have neighbors that just know you. They don't know me.
No, I don't. No, I don't, Jamie. In fact, it gets very annoying. Anywhere I go, they ask me, how's Jamie? How's it to work with Jamie? Oh, shut up.
She thinks you're funny, though. That's good.
Yeah. For all she knows, I'm just here for one day. Yeah. Hey, you should have that guy back as a guest star. Yeah, he's pretty good. Schmuck.
Different guest every week.
I thought you would take it as a compliment that she thought you were so funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
She thinks you're funny.
Those schmucks.
Thank God she tuned in when I'm doing my Bill Clinton and a snake. Man. I tell you, man, I get no respect around here.
No, it was a compliment. A huge compliment that you're really kind of funny.
Yeah, it is a huge compliment. Yeah. I finally got discovered. I'm only on this microphone every day. All right, we'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I got it.
I was just busy.
Okay, so I think I'm going to say no on mountain lions.
Do you understand what you're saying no to?
Well, I got some texts and I read some texts, and I guess that they'll become predatory animals. And they'll take out the elk and deer or something.
Yeah, we're talking about voting.
Or something.
A lot of people have to vote.
But I want them to take out the elk and deer.
You realize how many ballots are going to be...
I'm so confused.
You realize how many ballots are going to be done in the next 10 days?
Oh.
I know. I know.
Millions.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I don't know what, you know what, I'll read it on my own time. Okay, I won't take the show to do it.
Yeah.
But people are giving me some great advice about, there's a book, it's called How to Vote. No, I'm kidding. It's available. It's called the, Guide Blue Book, a big book, whatever, get the Douglas County Voter Guide, the big book, whatever they say. And, that's a good one. And then there's another one that you can go online and read everything that's available.
There's a really good website called ballotpedia.org, and okay. They do a good job of kind of breaking everything down to like the layman's person's terms.
So that's perfect.
All, yeah, jargony. Okay.
And I'm sure that book that you're talking about, it's already online, I'm sure.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
so.
Okay, so what's it called again?
Ballotpedia.org.
And it's fair, right? It's both sides?
Yeah, it presents both sides.
Well, it's just I don't know if I trust you because you know you're blue.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't trust him because he's red.
Yeah, that's fair. but it breaks it down so that it's just easier to understand and you have more information to make a correct decision.
It's digestible.
Am I brown?
I've got a website, too, you can go to.
Because blue and red make brown, don't they?
Yeah, they
purple.
Do.
Purple?
Purple.
Yeah. Blue and red's purple.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
My dad would be so
Maybe
mad
you
at
should
me.
Vote.
No, my dad would be mad at me because Roy G. Biv or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think brown is like a shade of red, like a really dark shade of red.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, what?
I said I had a website also gives you a lot of insight on how to vote and everything. It's called blueblows.com.
I have not seen Blue Blows.
Blueblows.com. You go there and you get a real insight on what you should be voting for.
Right.
It's mandatory.
All right, so I'm sorry, you guys. I sound so confused because I am, because this whole new devoting thing is in like some big girl stuff, and it's so scary because I don't want to like do the wrong thing, you know? Oh my God, so much pressure. I don't know how like everyday people like myself figure out stuff like voting, and taxes. Like, you know, when you look at your taxes, trying to file your taxes, you're like, what?
Yeah, it's like a different language to me.
I look at them, I go, wait, what? I don't even know what you're saying.
I haven't done my own taxes in years.
I haven't either.
I would even know where to start.
I know, but you do look at them thinking, I'll just, you know what? My returns are pretty simple, except for the stocks and stuff. But I'm like, I can do it. And then you're like, yeah, no, I cannot. Yeah. I cannot.
Complicated.
All right. The must-get gift for every adult has been named.
What is it?
It's the Ninja Slushy Professional Frozen Drink Maker.
Oh.
They're saying it's the must give. Now, there's two different kinds of Ninja Slushy Makers. There's this one that's like $200 or whatever. That's not the one. This is the professional one. It's called the Ninja Slushy Professional Frozen Drink Maker. And people are swearing by it. It's not gone on sale. It's $300 and you can't find it on sale anywhere. They're sticking with it. But it makes, you know that, like, it does that turny thing when you go get a slushy? It has the turning thing and everything.
Yep. Oh, that's cool.
It is, right?
Yeah, I love those things.
I just look at it and instantly get that weird headache.
Yeah.
Brain freeze.
Yeah, it's a little much. You know, and they have those on the street down in New Orleans. You know how they make those hurricanes and different drinks?
Yep.
And those machines. They'll have 50 of them all
I know,
just
on the
up.
Wall.
Vegas is the same thing. They're all over Vegas.
Even when I went down to Taste of Colorado, they had a booth just like what you guys are talking about where they had 50 of them. And me and my kid walked in there and we made, well, they. This is not nice, but we called them suicides.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, you get every single flavor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, try every bit.
So my kid and I walked through there, and I was like, these are called yummy. Really, really yummy. All right, anyway. So that is the must-give for everybody. It's $300 right now. They're hoping that Costco's Black Friday will put it on sale, but as of now, we've not seen that. By the way, the Black Friday sales for Costco have been leaked.
Late. Oh, somebody's head's going to roll on this one.
Right?
You don't leak that. Not this early.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe they've been leaked. it says the 2024 ad has been leaked. It's literally a headline everywhere that it's been leaked. Really? Y'all don't think that that's not on purpose?
No kidding. Yeah, Costco. Yeah, right? Their CEO leaked it.
Exactly. A lot of the sales start as early as November 1st for the leak.
Yeah.
So that's what we saw. As we speak right now, Argentinian police, I think they just got done. Argentinian police have raided the hotel that Liam Payne was staying at. They went in and they raided the entire hotel.
Why would they have to raid it?
I think they want to know. I think they want to know where the drugs came from.
Oh.
So that's what they did. So they sent in all the...
Oh, so they raided the entire hotel, not just his room.
No.
Oh.
No, the hotel as a whole.
Somebody there at the hotel sold him all that drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
You got it figured down there. It's probably really easy to get.
Well, it's hard.
It's easy to get here, yes.
Yeah.
But...
So, yeah. And because they found that Dove body bar, the empty package, you know, it had stuff in it. So they know somebody set a body bar inside the bathroom, and he knew to grab the drugs out of that. So,
oh yeah.
So they raided it, and we'll let you know what they find out. Also, speaking of horrible people, Abercrombie and Fitch CEO. Did you guys know that guy, the CEO of Abercrombie and Fitch, he's 80 years old.
Had no idea.
No clue.
He looks really good for 80. I mean, he's a creep and he's disgusting, but he looks good for 80. I guess that's what happens when you take Viagra and muscle relaxants.
It looks good.
Anyway, he is accused of spiking people's drinks with Viagra, muscle relaxants, alcohol, all this stuff, forcing these young boys to have, you know, just do bad stuff.
And there's a lot of this out
there. It is so gross.
It's unbelievable.
It really disturbs me.
I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
To what's really going on. It's scary.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I have some stories myself.
It's depressing.
Because I was signed as a model a long time ago when I was really young. But my parents made me stop because it was... I mean, I would literally be on the ground trying to make weight because I had to make weight before I could go on Go-See's.
Yeah.
Which is where you take your book to all these people and show them your book and whatever. And I'd be on the ground just like... And people would leave for me back in the day in the phone booths, drugs for me to lose weight.
Wow.
And I'm 16. And the pharmacist, I'm probably saying too much, would leave me drugs in the phone booth. I'd grab them and I'd take all these drugs. So it was water pills. It was some kind of like thing that made me crazy.
Like phentermine and stuff like that?
Yeah. At 16, I was taking them so
that's
I could make
so
weight.
That's so dangerous.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And one day I'm on the ground next to the scale and I look at my mom and she's like, "What's wrong with you?" I'm like, I haven't had anything to eat or drink. And she handed me a piece of toast and she's like, "We're done." And so I never got to do it again.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, but now the trafficking thing.
I know.
Unbelievably so. There's just so much of it going on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And big names getting popped doing this.
I know. What? I mean.
I mean, you think the CEO of Abercrombie, this guy has it all.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Turns out to be a big old creep.
He is a creep.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think, though, these guys get so rich and famous that they just feel like they can get away with anything because they have so much money.
And they're just bored.
It's funny that you say that because I, like, literally have those little moments when I see Diddy, like a picture of Diddy. I was like, he literally thought this would never happen to him.
Yeah.
Untouchable.
He thought he'd be able to just pay anybody off.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's all money. I think it's down in your soul, man. I think that these people are just
ugly.
Deep down ugly people. And no matter if they had money or didn't have money, there was something about them, they would still be in trouble, and they would still be, it's just ugly.
Yeah,
it's
but
ugly
I agree their soul is ugly, but I also think that they thought they could just buy people.
Money helps.
Yeah,
money
and fame.
Helps.
You know, it's crazy. All right, anyway, let's see here. Jimmy John's has come out, you know, with that pickle sandwich or whatever, from October 28th to November 14th. Well, now they've also come out with pickled chips. I bet those are good.
I bet you they're
really potato
good.
Chips that taste like pickles.
Yeah.
Do they already have those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, never mind then. Ignore that. Let's move on.
They're not that good.
They're not?
No.
Oh.
I like the jalapeno ones.
I do too.
Yeah. Oh, I like the peppercini ones.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah, except the pickle ones aren't very good.
The peppercini, after you taste a few of them, all of a sudden your tongue, you can't taste anything anymore. It's like your tongue got both out. It's true. Yeah. Some of those chips, they just burn the top of your tongue.
I know. They're very hot.
Horrible. Hey, also, don't forget, a bunch of Trunk or Treats are going on this weekend. So we'll post some of them, but I know a lot of different people are having trunk or treats. So what you do is you dress up your kid, you take them in these communities, into these shopping centers, and then they go trick or treating in all the little shopping centers.
Yeah.
How much candy have you guys eaten?
None. I haven't bought any yet.
Oh, you haven't? Mm-mm. Good move.
No. Still early to buy it for me.
Oh, Carson?
We just got a bag last night and I tapped into it already.
Did you eat a lot?
I mean, Brie brought home, she went to Costco and brought home this huge bag. I'm like, there's no way we're giving away all that. I might as well eat some of it.
So what'd you have?
Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Snickers. Maybe a couple Kit Kats.
Don't you think that the Snickers minis, like the teeny ones, with just a letter on them, the letter, they only have a letter.
It's like you're not eating them at all. They're so tiny.
It's a morsel of just goodness.
Oh.
It's just the perfect.
But that's why they hook you, because it's so good. And you're just like, oh, what's another one?
I know. And I think in my head, I'll only spell out Snicker and then I'll stop. Yeah.
Do they have different letters on them?
Yeah, they all have different letters.
A little bite size.
They're so good. All right, I'm done. There you go, tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Friday, weekend, almost here. 68, sunny, an abundance of sun today.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.